initial podcast, we're trying to come up with a name.
Correct.
So let's come up with a name.
See you in that. Just saying that.
Correct.
So, so your idea is to go with the name Milky Treats.
On my iPhone.
Milky Treats on my iPhone.
Correct. And you...
And I'm slightly okay with it.
Right.
I'm just... I guess I'm nervous about picking a name so quickly.
Right.
Like, thinking of it and picking it and deciding on it within an instant of hearing it.
It was like Kismet. Right?
What's that?
What's
Kismet?
I don't...
Okay. Word. So it's Kismet. It's
something I...
But not... But Kismet, not in the way that you'd want to name the podcast Milky Kismet on your iPhone.
No.
Okay, so...
About that?
No, okay. So Milky Treats on your iPhone comes from Alan, our best friend Alan, who loves his iPhone. Plug. Send us a free iPhone.
Thank you, Apple.
So iPhone, which we don't have because we're poor, and Alan does have...
Apple.
And spends a lot of time on it.
Mm-hmm.
And
a lot of time.
Like, a lot of time sending and receiving texts and emails.
Midlife. No matter what's going on in life, he will be in the midst of it.
Absolutely. In the midst of a conversation, he has to make sure that he got an email from...
From anybody
Amazon.com telling him...
If we were telling him... Something like about if I were saying Alan, I think I made some bad life choices and I have a heroin addiction. Literally, he would one eye would come up from the corner of his iPhone and be like, no, I'm listening. I'm listening. It's a shame.
It's a damn shame.
Now, if I were to text him. I have a heroin addiction. Mid conversation about my heroin addiction,
he would. Yes, absolutely. Okay. So anyway, it turns out that Alan isn't the worst texting iPhoner.
That's true.
There are apparently people who Alan has befriended who have such a great addiction to the concept of texting that they text the most mundane things ever.
Right.
Now I'm kind of new to the whole texting world.
Yeah.
As
are
you.
We had a good one the other week. My son's recital was apparently that boring to me that Parker and I were texting during it. But sorry, back to the...
Yes, yeah, but ridiculous. So I was at a show, band, playing with Alan, and he gets a text that says... says Wiley and I are enjoying a Milky Bar, which to me I said, "What? What the hell is that? And why did she need to text it to you?" To which Alan replies, "Oh, Wiley is her cat." As if that made it okay.
Yeah, like,
that bit of information is the reason that I should now be okay with her texting.
Oh.
First of all, what the hell's a Milky Bar? Like,
well,
does she mean a Milky Way bar?
Why didn't she just say that?
Does she make a milk chocolate bar?
She goes as far as Milky, and she can finish bar, but that way is just, like, too many characters.
So when you first heard the story, your presupposition was that she was too lazy to write way.
No, I just now. Oh. That was just now.
That's
my
just
initial
now.
Thought, and I think you and I were pretty together on this, was... these people are just ridiculous. And at what point are you enjoying your Milky Bar with your cat that you say to yourself, you know who would like to know about what I'm doing right now?
Alan, absolutely. Alan, now, the other question is, and I wonder if Alan still has it on his metadata on his phone or some sort of maybe if we were the police, we could contact AT&T for records. But, if we could obtain those records, would we see that she sent it to just Alan?
Oh, yeah.
Did she send it to, like, 10 people?
And then that's a person that just thinks, like, they're way more important than they are.
Right. But, like, I could almost stand to forgive her sending it to a ton of people, because maybe she just wanted to send a silly message.
I could forgive it in the sense that she's, I would think she's less crazy. You know, like, I think it's a little bit, like, so, narrow. You know, she's got her blinders so set on Alan when it comes to her cat issue. So I would think it would be less of that, but it would be still, and then she would be worse in a whole nother way, where I'd say, you are just a very selfish person to waste all these people's time with what you and your cat are doing.
Doodaloo! We're burning DVDs.
That's none of their business.
How dare you, Parker?
So,
biggest thing I was concerned with was... A lot of things in my mind came up with this story. The A being, what is a Milky Bar? Is it a Milky Way bar? Is it a milk chocolate bar? Is it some sort of, like, indie hip thing like Pocky from Japan? Or like, you know, like, or like, I don't know, some kind of, like, free trade garbage from Starbucks? Like, some sort of, like, really hip and cool, like, chocolate that you can only get at that little British store in the, you know, in Manhattan crap. Like,
or downtown Lancaster.
Or apparently downtown Lancaster. Like, is it that? Is it, like, some sort of, like British thing? Like, the way British people call Smarties?
No.
That's what M&Ms are to British people? And or is it...
Can I tell you what I imagine? Okay. I imagine a product made by cat lovers.
By
cats and their owners. Like, you know, they have that dog puppy ice cream and that kitty ice cream.
They have that.
Yeah, it's like...
But for everyone to enjoy?
No, it's not. But I imagine someone took that concept one step further and was like, you know what? Why shouldn't I enjoy num-nums with my kit? You know, like, you know, I'm really upset when my cat enjoys food and I know I can't enjoy it too. Well, here's a product for both of you. I don't want my cat to see me eating candy bars. Why can't I give this cat? It's chocolate will kill her.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. And is it a matter of... Because, yeah, is it a chocolate bar? And if so, was she giving it to the cat? Isn't that bad? Or is that just dogs?
Or is it... Yeah, no.
And is that even an urban legend? I don't even know.
That I don't know. You should Google that.
See, I was under the idea that...
You should Google
when
that.
I was little...
What?
I would think that... I thought chocolate killed animals.
Right.
Because my mom told me.
Yeah, me too.
But my mom's a chocoholic. You know what I mean? She has to go to meetings. Like, she actually sold the money for me to go to kindergarten so that she could have more chocolate.
That's to the extreme.
Well, it's the truth.
It's not a joking matter anymore.
No, but she is
It's like Lionel Richie getting beat up by his wife. It's that sort of funny.
Yes. She is She is as advertised on many a bumper sticker owned by middle-aged women, a chocoholic.
Okay. She
breaks for chocolate.
If she had a choice between vanilla and death by chocolate ice cream.
Right.
Death by chocolate
right.
ice cream.
Right.
choice.
So yes, very, very into chocolate. So anyway, she, So then, later in life, I thought, maybe she just didn't want me to waste her chocolate on the dog. Because she likes chocolate. So then that was my theory, was that maybe that's why she came up with this whole concoction that chocolate kills animals.
Yeah.
And then there was this whole side project, or there was all this whole, like, subversive part where the chocolate makes... The dog have heartworms or something? Like, it somehow is connected
crazy.
To that, and...
Wait, your mom told you that?
I don't know what that sound was. But, I think it was, like, just a combination of being little, and then you see your dog getting heartworm medicine, and then no chocolate for the dog, it will kill him, and that in my head turned into chocolate creates heartworms.
So this is your own doing.
Yeah. Which heartworms, growing up owning a dog and being around dogs, the phrase heartworms, which is the most horrid phrase in the history of, like, all that is good in this earth, if you actually think about it, is disgusting.
But now picture this, though.
The concept of it's gross, but having heard it enough, it's okay. Like, it's like if you heard that word now and it was explained to you, it'd be horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, these worms, and they grow in your heart. Like maggots in your heart. That's horrible.
See, that's not what I picture. I picture a Valentine. You know,
made of worms?
Like in the side of an apple, a nice little worm.
Coming out smiling.
Smile, because that's his house.
Maybe it's like, so it's like, you know, the one that's coming out of the apple with the glasses on for the teacher. It's like the bookworm. So this is a heartworm. It's a love worm.
And it still kills you in the end. But it's cute.
Right. Which, like, the bookworm kills you.
Well, no, I mean, as opposed to the real concept of heartworms.
You're right. Because, you know, like, to say bookworm is charming. Yeah. Oh, it's somebody who reads a lot of books.
Yeah.
Heartworm. It's somebody who eats a lot of hearts. It's somebody who eats dog hearts.
Why can't there be, like, other, like, if you're a bookworm, so, like, say I'm really into pornography, would I be a pornography worm?
A porn worm? It just sounds too close. There's two...
What about,
they sound too similar. Porn worm.
Porn, that's true. Stag worm.
Doesn't that just mean going to the prom without a date?
No, like when, you know, the old-timey porn, they'd say we got a stag film.
Really? I never heard this.
Really?
Yeah. A stag to me is one of the tasks that Hercules had to complete in order to become a hero was killing the golden stag, or...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Killing the golden... The cool old timey porno.
What about you ever heard like this is how they talk.
Okay.
Hey, Billy's having a bachelor party and we're gonna drink.
You seem to not know what's going on, Mr. Old Timey.
I don't want anyone to
You
hear.
Have a lot
I don't want my old timey parents to hear.
So whispering in the past was being confused about what's going to happen at Billy's party.
Yeah, so it's so like this. Billy's going to have a...
this is a ridiculous
it's
story.
The same thing.
Yes, no. We understand where it's going.
All right, so the thing is, just listen.
Okay.
You hear it. When you hear it, you'll say, and we're going to drink some beers, and here, the rumor is he's got a stag film. We're going to watch a stag film.
Kind of trailed off there.
Made a noise. You never heard that.
Stag film. No.
Okay. I forget where we are.
So, is it made of chocolate? No, probably not, because you wouldn't feed your cat chocolate. And maybe she was just enjoying it and her cat was there.
I didn't even know what point you were trying to return to. I was still on heartworms.
Okay, so her cat.
Yeah, okay.
So is it some kind of that kind of chocolate bar? If it's not, if it's completely... Okay, let's just assume it's a chocolate bar. She's obviously not giving it to her cat.
Let's hope.
Regardless, it's a ridiculous text.
Right.
Even if the cat's not involved, it's a ridiculous text.
I feel the scene had to have been set up to the point where she's like, this is... Like, she had to plan... Like, earlier in the day, she had to sit down and say, you know what I'm going to do later? I'm going to enjoy a Milky Bar with Wiley. You know what I mean? Like...
I'll
do shit all day and not be like, you know what? I need to send this... I need someone to know I'm doing this exact thing right now.
She should sign up for Twitter.
That's true, I did.
No, she should. She probably does. My Twitter account has three entries spaced months apart, and they all say "working at work, working."
I put one in the other day, late for work.
Late for work. I love it. it's at this point, it's kind of a performance thing. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to continue to have the Twitter account, wait months in between my posts, and have them be centered around work.
Even Twitter, which the whole point is to put stupid things that you're doing out in the universe, like just, like that would have, I guess that would have been acceptable. And
on Twitter.
Yeah, on Twitter. But, like, if she sent that directly to Alan, that's where...
What if she would have sent... Would have been worse to have sent him the email or the text, or to have sent him a text saying, check out my Twitter account! To which Alan then checked out the Twitter account, to which he found it said, enjoying Milky Bar with Wiley.
I don't know if that would have been worse, because she would have used the proper... At least she would have used the proper
channels.
Channels.
Right.
And then just on a whim, you know, thought to herself, you know who might enjoy reading that? Alan. Am I allowed to call things bits now?
Dicks.
Now that this is a bits. Non-professional... structured
non-professional podcast that we'll do once in a while that we think of it.
We'll do it once.
That no one
it,
listens
yeah.
to but us. Yeah, I think you can start calling it bits then.
I just thought of something else we could call it.
Oh, okay.
What about the great documentaries? The documentary maker. Something involving our careers as documentary
as documentary starters. The great documentary starters.
No, but like, and whenever we could just discuss every documentary we've started.
And never finished.
Yeah. That's a whole nother story. That's a whole nother podcast.
Save it. That's a teaser. That's a teaser trailer.
That's true.
That's the trailer that gets released first, and it just shows the words Harry Potter in white on black, and everybody's supposed to get all giddy.
Yeah.
You know.
Harry Potter.
Because he takes his clothes off on Broadway. What? On Broadway! Alright, naming the thing. So.
We get cool hats made once we figure it out.
So, because of your whole stag film thing, we were also suggested Stagmata.
Stagmata or Stagpata.
Or Stagpata.
Don't think I forgot it.
I hoped that you would. What about...
But then it sounds like we're just talking about dirty stuff.
Right. Right. Or like Stagmato. Now you've mixed Stigmata, stag film, and tomato.
Where's...
How about Rotten Stigmatos? Then we can kind of play off the Rotten Tomatoes.
How did we get on
website.
Tomatoes again? Oh,
again? We were on tomatoes?
Well, you said it. Yeah.
Like in the past. Oh, like in the past of our lives? The history that we've had together? I brought up tomatoes.
All that time,
and this is the next time.
That time that we weren't recording. Remember, I had a whole bit
about
tomatoes.
What? I was not there for that. Oh, yeah, the whole thing with Fozzie Bear getting tomatoes thrown at him.
Yeah.
Flossy
no,
Bear.
Paul Newman and his sauce.
Oh, yeah. His special
great,
sauce.
He's a great man.
This is not something that we actually have ever talked about. Okay.
Paul Newman.
So, the question comes down to, okay, let's at least, do you want to just flip a coin on whether it should be ridiculous or
make
sense?
Well, tell me some non-ridiculous ideas. I mean, I just don't know.
About like, hey, buddy. Yeah, what about hey?
Hey, but would it be two hays?
Hey, buddy. I like that. Or like, hey, hello, buddy.
Hey, hello, buddy.
Or like, hello, hey, buddy. Or I don't know.
I like hello, hey, buddy. But then we sound like we're a
couple of dudes on the ranch. Do we? I don't know.
I was
we sound
thinking
like.
We're a couple of hard hat workers.
Oh, yeah.
And the village people.
All right, so should we flip a coin?
Okay.
Heads.
What did that mean? We didn't decide.
All right, let's decide. Okay, let's decide. Heads, I win. Tails, you lose.
Wait, what do you mean you win? So you're opposed to nonsensical?
No. No, absolutely not. I love nonsensical.
So, heads... heads should be nonsense.
Okay.
Wait. Heads should be not nonsense.
Okay. Heads should be not nonsense?
Let's flip a coin on what heads should be.
Heads? Heads is nonsense. Tails? Heads is non-nonsense.
Wait, no.
Okay. All right, done. We're done with the coin. I'm putting it back in my pocket. I apologize for taking the coin out.
What was the answer?
The answer was it was a dime. That's what we were flipping.
A dime.
So the person that emailed, we will draw of all the names that emailed in what coin we were flipping. And they will win a signed CD copy of this episode.
But yeah, that's right.
That is, and Damien, can you sift through real quick and just pick one at random?
All right. Give me a drum roll, please.
Okay. So, naming
Susan
the...
Susan Barnett from Idaho.
There's
a small town in Washington named Idaho. That's what it says in our email.
Oh.
Right here.
It says that whole thing about the small town?
Mm-hmm. It says Idaho is a small town in Washington.
Oh, that's great. Well, we got a lot of listeners in Washington State. Okay.
Here's all you.
All right, so... I don't know. I just feel like it'd be easier to think of one if we've at least narrowed it down from ridiculous to non-ridiculous.
Okay.
So pick one.
Well, you have to give me one example of non-ridiculous besides, hey, hello,
you look
buddy.
Nice today.
See,
I know that's taken, but that's not ridiculous to me.
Why not, though? I mean, it's just what does nice. That have to do with, like, the other
it's
ones?
Milky Treats on your iPhone is ridiculous as compared to you look nice today.
It's to that girl.
Okay. So to one listener, it will be you look nice
actually,
today.
Actually, Alan will think it's funny. And everyone else who's ever heard this story. Which, if we're lucky, cross your fingers.
Will be 10 people. We're shooting for 10 listeners.
Yeah, we're not really sure how to get it from here onto the World Wide Web.
Right. We actually are kind of shooting ourselves in the foot by recording it onto an actual tape.
Yeah.
I don't know why we thought of this idea.
You did.
Oh, yeah. Just kidding. We know what we're doing.
You don't know what we're doing.
All right. So.
I bought a book about podcasting, though. FYI.
Did you buy it at FYE?
No.
Oh.
But I did buy a book. Have not read it. Hoping you would do that.
Is it Podcasting for Dummies?
No, they didn't have that.
I looked for that.
Podcasting.
Couldn't find it.
I need bookstore searching for dummies.
That should be at the front of the store when you walk in.
That would be...
Finding books at the bookstore for dummies.
That would be a good... That's how I would lay out my bookstore.
What about, like, a writing a how-to book for dummies? That would be pretty... That's pretty meta at that point.
That's blowing my mind.
It's too much.
What if we called it Listening for Dummies? The podcast.
No, I'm just saying. I agree, but we were just listening. Just then. We were practicing what we preached.
So we were being... You're calling me a dummy. You just called me a dummy.
Yes, I think we were. Yeah, what if the podcast is called Listening for Dummies? Yeah.
I like that.
Listen to this
There's
if you're a dummy.
There's probably some sort of restriction on the four dummies. I bet someone, you get sued for calling anything.
Yeah, they probably copyrighted the phrase four dummies.
Yeah.
Damn it. Those copyrights,
they'll get you. What if we play on
words?
They'll
get you.
Yeah.
How about that? Those copyrights, they'll get you.
A little wordy.
And also everybody will think it's about, like, DRM and copyright laws or something. Yeah. They'd be like, ooh, interesting, I'll check this out.
Yeah.
I'm very interested in the Creative Commons license. Let me click on it.
And
like,
be like, what have I done? I subscribe. This is not at all about things I like.
Why did I pay $3.99 for it?
Oh, we're charging money?
What? Yeah, at least.
Oh, I didn't know.
I apologize.
I should be making. I will bring up my game.
Let me put on some makeup, and I will be right back.
Yeah. Let me go empty my bladder.
Now everybody's like looking up at their iTunes thing, making sure that it didn't cost them anything. Like they're like, I thought it said free. True. Did it say it cost money?
Everybody.
Because like,
your wife.
Everybody in this room, I mean, which is just me and you. Yeah.
Because we're dummies.
Okay.
And we were listening.
Full circle, there it is. All right. So, the question is, and remains, and shall always remain, ridiculous, not ridiculous. So the...
I mean, the only ridiculous one I can think of is milky treats for your num-nums.
For your num-nums? Now we're just getting...
I just feel like whoever wrote that would use words like num-nums all the time.
Num-nums.
Blue collar podcasting. No, I stole that from someone else.
Really? You stole it? You stole that? Like,
see, now,
like if
that,
I break
you
into
that whole Mega Man thing, now I feel bad for saying that because that was a clear reference to something on the best show. He says
that sucks. We don't need to hear what he says, but. That, I always hate that. When I bring something up and people laugh at it, and then I feel like I should admit that I stole it.
I always admit it.
I don't always admit it. It depends on the audience.
You're right. Yeah. If some people, it's just like, it's not even worth.
Right.
But like for you, and some, if I were to tell you anything and you laugh at it, then I feel
you'd feel guilty. Right. And I same with you. I'd probably feel bad. But yeah, if I'm like somewhere where people, you know, they're you know, mode of comedy input is through King of Queens or
right.
Still Standing.
Yeah, absolutely. Then I will steal.
Then I will.
I will take stuff from the best show on WFMU all night long.
Yeah, I will take stuff from every stand-up comic
that
I listen to.
Anything is a little bit more edgy than what they're used to.
Yes, exactly.
Like, wow, that guy is.
That's slick. Funny. That's funny. That's funny stuff. He should be a stand-up comic. Sure, if I got up there and just started doing stand-up comic routine of all the other famous stand-up comic stuff.
That could be your bit, though. That could be your shtick.
Yeah, like, because... Okay, so, you know, there's this whole thing about Dane Cook steals, Carlos Mencia steals, all these, like, comics steal and they get in trouble for it. But if that was your point...
Was to steal.
Right.
That would be good. Let's stop doing this and start doing that.
Yeah. Let's stop
this?
Another thing we started.
What about this? I suggested this title for a friend of mine who is a licensed music therapist. You know her?
Ooh. Ooh la la. I'm sorry.
I don't know what that was for.
Just because it was a female.
Okay.
Who were we talking about?
I'm not going to say her name.
Oh. Oh. He mouthed it.
And she did not get why I thought it was so funny. Well, no, maybe she got it, but seeing as she did this for a profession and she took it very seriously, I don't think she appreciated the fact that I thought the name of her company should be Stick It In Your Ear Hole.
Stick It In Your Ear Hole!